everyone. My name is Dave Nixon, and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 672, and today I'm talking about the fact that you could be better. Could be better. I remember listening to a Jordan Peterson lecture, whether you like him or not. Don't even know why I need to frame it that way, but either way, there's benefit, I would suggest, to taking on many points of view and integrating it as your own over time. And Peterson talked about, and I think the benefit he brought to a larger audience was speaking a lot to the traditional values that a lot of people had not developed yet. If they have not been exposed to traditional values such as integrity, taking care of yourself, to take care of other people, to do the right thing, to be an upright person within a community, within a family, to move on from the destructive behaviors that you once lent into. That's really the hole that he fit for so many people, and it's one of the reasons why a traditional values is often criticized by postmodern values. You got modernism and then postmodernism. So postmodernism being a lot of the movements we're seeing in today's society. And even though I can't quite recall which podcast or which YouTube video I was listening to, he was, however, talking in that conversation around you're not what you could be. And at the time, I was like probably consuming a lot of content through a lot of different people. But later on, it sat with me in different ways, in a really positive way, right? And in a way like that, not necessarily just what he said, but the concept of like, you're not what you could be. It's not saying you're not what you should be. It's not saying you're not what you would be or anything along those lines. It's saying you're not what you could be. There is more potential here for you to lean towards. And so what is that gap? And that gap is going to be a mixture of things. It's never just one thing. It's not just like, I just got to have a plan. I just got to do more work or do extra gym sessions. It's not as simple as that, right? And it's going to vary for each and every single individual. But the message is just fucking clear. You, right now, listening to this, are not what you could be. And that's optimistic. That's looking at and pointing to potential. That's not saying you're not enough. It's saying there's more of you that you can bring to the surface, that you could show up with. And so the real question is, what is it for you? What are you ignoring? What old behaviors, what old beliefs, what old patterns are you still leaning into that just no longer serve you anymore? How much you're like, oh, I'm just going to reserve my energy for this. And you're not, right? Here's an example I can give you. I trained my ass off for years, and a lot of it was actually out of anxiety because I didn't know what to do with the business because the business wasn't doing very well. And so I was a very immature business person, and I would just train 2-3 times a day for many hours at different gyms because I had plenty of friends that owned gyms. And the interesting thing for me was then I ran into injuries. And this was a really, really clear lesson for me over time, was that you can't out-exercise your anxiousness. You can't out-exercise your fears. You can't out-exercise things that have a subjective correlation that you're avoiding, right? You can't solve subjective problems with objective solutions. This is a really important thing, especially if it's like a drug in the sense where we get a little bit, we go, fuck, I feel better. And so we do it again, but we need more next time. So you do more and you go, I feel better. And you're just getting this fitness. So you're seeing results. And all of a sudden, you're seeing all these results, but your body starts to wear and tear. And then you get an injury and then you sat on your fucking ass at home and the issue that you've been running away from is there with you because it's been there with you the whole time. Your body now has just taken so much that it can't take anymore and you have to rest it in order to be able to go again. And this is a difficulty so many people run into when they're continually exercising their anxiousness away, or they're continually exercising any other variation of their own difficulty away, is that it never becomes enough. And they have to keep going and keep going and keep going. And we call this achievement, but really, it's fear-driven. It's really quite interesting. Now, facing our anxieties or facing our fear in that subjective space, in the meaning structures, the meaning making that we've done, the things that we truly do fear about not being good enough and all that sort of stuff, there's no objective measure besides the one that we decide upon, which comes from a subjective meaning structure. And so when we can face that, but maintain the intensity in our training and have a healthy balance with work out and work in, because there's this physical and emotional bank account, right? Then we actually get to pursue our potential. And so what happened for me was I trained my ass off and ran into a bunch of injuries. And then I became smarter from that. And I had to deal with these things that were I'd been avoiding facing. And as I started to deal with them, what I then found was that I actually then lacked trust in my body, in what my body was capable of because of the injuries of the past. And so even though those injuries helped make me a better coach and more compassionate and empathetic, it was really quite interesting because I struggled then to pursue my physical potential again. It was like I was scared of getting injured again, which was the opposite. I was scared of facing the fears in the first place. And so it's actually the same thing dressed differently. Initially, I was exercising because I was scared to face my fears mentally. And then I dealt with all of my mental things, but was scared to face my fears physically of being injured and so forth again. And so I was very conservative. What it took me some time to realize was that I don't have to avoid that pursuit of potential. I can integrate that lesson and those learnings into where I'm at today and continue to pursue my potential with this healthy balance of this really neutral mentality, this ability to deal with the situation as it is and learn to be really deeply connected to how I'm feeling, where I'm at, and what I want to get out of what I'm about to do. And then trust my body and find out what's possible, right? Find out what I can do. Let's go find out what's possible. Let's find out what my bottleneck is. Is it the physical thing? Is it the emotional thing? Is it the mental thing? Is it a spiritual thing? Where is it? Because getting after it's going to allow me to really assess that. That's a beautiful place to be in. And because it took me some time, well, it took me as long as it took me, really, obviously, to get to a point to, rather than ignoring this conservative approach I was taking, so I wasn't ignoring that, I was ignoring the pursuit of the physical potential, the peak potential of my physical pursuit, there you go, PPP, I could start to integrate that again and go after it again and really find out, well, fuck, what is this meat skeleton capable of? What am I capable of as a whole now? Now that I'm whole and I'm connected, rather than being separated and segregated and calling it health. That's not health at all. Health is an integration of all things, not a separation of all things. But we must separate things first to then integrate it. And it goes back onto my conversation before of what modernism has done so well, is it's gone through and it's actually separated everything. We separated everything into niche sciences. We've separated everything into the way that we look at bodybuilding. We've separated the body, so to speak. And now within a postmodern stage and even further, our job is actually to integrate it. And that also means integrating your past into where you're at today, not rejecting your past in face for the opposite. That's the opportunity we have, and that's the offer that I'm offering you. The offer that you could be better. You have more. Be more. Do more. Show up more. I'm a big fan of being less and doing less and all that as well. 100%. My second podcast ever was on unbecoming what you're not. So I'm not about adding things. What I'm about is showing up more. When we become less, when we need less, we actually show up more. That's the opportunity we all have. You could do more. On that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon. Thank you.